This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Stuckey's. I know something about road trips. I've been on a bunch, both for work and pleasure. If it's less than 10 hours away, there has to be a good reason to fly. There's the cost, of course, but even with gas at $5 a gallon, there's still a huge advantage in my work and life in having a ride once you get where you're going. There's time as well. Going to Atlanta or Houston from New Orleans, count on 2 hours before the flight and another hour after landing by the time you go back and forth to the airport, then go through airport screening, boarding, landing, debarking, and so forth. Factor in the flight, assuming everything is good to go with weather, planes, equipment, passengers, and baggage, and it's actually faster to drive to Houston in 5 hours or less than it is to fly. Atlanta is a 7-hour drive, but the airport is even bigger. It might save an hour or more, but if there's even a sprinkle in the weather forecast, plane traffic at one of the world's busiest airports will be delayed. And there goes any flying advantage, and that's if everything is equal. I can leave at 4 a.m. and get there good to go. Going to Little Rock or Memphis? Forget about flying. Mid-sized cities have fewer flights, cost even more, and take more time because of connections. That's work. But the pleasure of the road also offsets the work miles as well. All of this came to mind reading about the granddaughter of the founder of Stuckey's trying to revive the brand of what used to be a roadside regular, at least in many parts of the South. I'm not going to claim to be a regular. The gas is too high, and I'm not their market. At the same time, I'm not going to say that I haven't traded there a bit or that Stuckey's doesn't have a somewhat fond place in my memory. Growing up, the road was a regular. My parents' relatives lived in California and Mississippi, and that meant the four of us on the road on a fixed schedule. My dad's job for five or more years was field auditing for the California Company, which put us on the road all over the western states from the top of Montana to the bottom of New Mexico for 3 months a year. If my brother and I saw Stuckey's, our eyes watered, but we didn't stop. My first big road trip that wasn't in the back seat of the family car was a bus trip to Valley Forge, Pennsylvania for the Boy Scout National Jamboree in 1964 and my last scouting hurrah. A busload of us from New Orleans traveled together. We stayed in hotels in Roanoke, Virginia, where the police showed up because some of the guys were throwing water balloons down at moving cars, and in New York City, where a bellman called our room in the middle of the night and asked if we wanted some girls up there. More than anything else on the bus, I can remember this one guy, a bit on the chubby side, sitting a couple of rows ahead of us. Every time he saw a Palomino horse along the highway, in a high voice he would yell, "Palomino! Palierzo! Palomino!" We thought this was hilarious, at least for a while. Every time he spotted the then roadside regular Stuckey's, in a high-pitched voice he would yell at the top of his lungs, "Stuckey's!" It was so effective that sometimes the driver would stop and we would all pile off in excitement, clutching our quarters and dimes for what we might find as a snack or souvenir of the trip. That was then, not now. Stuckey's has gone from 330-odd stores to only 70. I've seen one go from fair to worse to little better, about 50 miles outside of Beaumont, going towards Houston as one of the survivors, and I've walked through it. Traveling back and forth to Atlanta in 2021 to organize tenants' unions, I would see one outside of Montgomery, Alabama. Then I would take the back way between New Orleans and Lafayette before catching I-49 to Shreveport, I would see one on the way. I don't stop. Now, I should at least in solidarity, I'd like to see granddaughter make it. Nonetheless, whenever I see one, whether I keep rolling or not, as my kids can attest, I do yell out at the top of my lungs, "Stuckey's!" This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.